today? Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. I think I love this kind of answer because that's a declaration, right? It's your expectation. It's your statement. It's what you say to your, you hear what you say, right? You say, how are you today? You say, oh, lousy day. It's a bad day. Then you already define your day with your mouth. Amen? So how are you today? I say again, how are you today? It just started, right? We haven't had this day yet. We started, but we declared. It's a good day because of the Lord. Amen? I believe having a true friend is a blessing from God. And they say a friend in need is a friend indeed, right? So we all have the time that we face crisis, difficult time in life. I just wonder all of you, I just ask all of you, when you are in the difficult time, in the time you cannot sleep well, in the time you don't know how to come out of that, do you have someone you can talk to? Besides your cell group leader and pastor. Oh, very good. You have someone, right? You raise hands. Oh, wow. May I know your name? Wow, this brother is so good. He said he has someone to talk to. He'd point to God. I don't want to scare him. Wow, I think it really a blessing. If you have a true friend who can listen to you in the difficult time or in the good time, you have blessing. You have a fun thing you can share with. And in the counseling, you know, in the marriage, they encourage husband and wife to be a good friend. It's kind of funny concept, right? You say, of course, if they are not good friends, how they marry? Oh, that's not necessarily true according to the statistic. In nowadays, you know, so busy, husband and wife hardly to talk to each other in the real meaning. You know, many husband and wife right now, they see each other, they need to make an appointment. Do you know that? First of all, they text each other. Honey, when will you have time? I have serious thing to talk to you. Oh, they to and fro. And I'm serious. I'm not just joking. You know, a lot of younger generation, you know, young people complain to me. He said, Pastor Joseph, you know, we have high tech right now. Everything we can communicate easily, but I feel so lonely, so impersonal. Everything's text, but not in person. Even in person, I'm sorry, you know, I'm very busy, okay? Call me. Not call me. Text me, okay? They have WeChat, have LINE, you know, WeChat is very popular right now because it's original from China, you know. They have big population. They estimate maybe 200 million people use WeChat all the time, all kind of. Also, it's free. Most important, it's free. We need a friend. We need a good friend. And the Christianity is very unique, you know, compared with all other religions. Christian God is one who wants to be your friend. I feel it's sometimes too good to believe true, right? How can he be my friend? Almost like president of the United States, a president of a powerful nation, he wants to be your friend. And it's true. God understands that. You know, he's high up there. You know, he's God the Father, so powerful, all powerful. How can we relate to him? He understands that. So he sent his son Jesus to come to this world, you know. It really makes sense. Amen? That's what they call the incarnation, to be one of them. It's a critical, how do you say it? Radical identify with them, but critical difference from them, you know. That's something. A lot of people screw up this. As a believer, you know, I radical identify with them. They sin, I sin too, you know. They smoke pot, I smoke pot, you know. I do all the bad things with them so they can accept me. No. There's a difference there. Amen? And this morning, I'd like to share with you about Arise, Shine, Part 8, Become a Friend of God. I feel it's a when you hear that statement, oh, become a friend of God, but what is the reality? How can we become friend of God? Guys, if we know God according to Bible, right, He's all-knowing, all-powerful, all-loving, very smart God, and relate to me. What's the population on earth right now? How many people in this world right now? I know more than 6 billion. Yeah, how many? Well, I like you. You always give me the information. First of all, your friend's there, and then you talk about how many people. He's very attentive. Yeah, how can we really relate to him? We know this is almost like a slogan. Oh, I love God. God loves me. You know, I have no problem. We sing all the songs. I think singing, inspiration, worship is not just music. It's a dialogue between you and God. You say that to the Lord, but in your heart you say, I'm not there yet. I don't have that reality yet. Or maybe I have some of the reality. But it's good. Just like say, how are you today? Say, good. Excellent. At least one person feel very good. It's two people. The person here you say, and then yourself, right? It's how are you today? Lousy. It's a bad day. So are you recently? Oh, dalmei. Oh, bad luck. Well, you continue to declare words to yourself, right? That's why some people help me. I say, how are you? How are you? This is my true friend. I talk to them. How are you doing? They say, very tired. I say, don't say that. You continue to say, you are very tired. You're just very tired. You need to say, it's a good day, but very fruitful, very activity, a lot of activity. One time Jesus told his disciple, this is in John chapter 15, verse 13 to 15. He said, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because the servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. I think one time when Jesus was with his disciple, he wanted to upgrade their relationship. Until then, they view him as a master, as a teacher, you know, do whatever I say. But until that moment, he said, time has come. I want you to be my friend. I want to be my friend. Also, Jesus foretelling them or give them hint. The greater love is no greater love than you lay down your life for your friend. He's trying to hint. He will do that because they are his friends, right? Also, Jesus tried to tell them, no more view me just as your boss. In certain way, he comes down to be equal to us. That's amazing. He was the master. He was the teacher. He instructed them everything. And now he called them friends. And he said, I already told you everything Father showed me. I'm sure with you in that precious moment. I think, isn't that encouraging to you? God the Father, very far up there, third heaven, but his son has come here. He wants to be your friend, my friend. I tell you, time will come. You will need a true friend. Amen? You can talk to him. Sometimes even your best friend cannot help you. He just say, I'm sorry, I hear this, I empathize with you. But there's a true friend. His name is called Jesus. I appreciate all your help. Fall Vacation Bible School. We're going to do it on July 18 to 21. We want to plant some seed in some younger generation's heart. If your kids are available, feel free to bring them. It's all free. Actually, it's not free. It's paid by us. Also, there's a lunch provided. Hopefully, we try to arrange that. We want to share with the younger generation Jesus is their friend, to find out their identity. So appreciate your help and support. So Jesus tried to tell us, we can be his friend, and that's God's desire, we become his friend. A lot of times, for those who are dedicated to the Lord, we just want to work. we just want to work for God. We don't want to talk to him too much about life. We just want to ask him, what do you want me to do? If a person you always talk about just work, do you think that's a real friend? By the way, I just wonder, can someone give me the definition in the Western context? What does friend mean? What's the definition of friend? By the way, maybe every culture is different. Everybody has different meaning. Yes, a friend is what?
I just thought about this and have an answer for you.
Okay. Okay, Micah, do you want to share? You come here to share? Okay. Wow. Sorry to put you on the spot, but just tell us, what did you find about friends?
A friend should be comforting, comforting, selfless, and...
Selfless, okay.
And slow to anger.
Slow to anger, wow, cool. I think a lot of time I particularly refer to myself or the people active in the ministry, I love the Lord so much, like do works. The only way we relate to God is like we report to him, okay? This is a hypothetical. I do not refer to you. If reflect you just by accident. I didn't intend to embarrass you. When we pray to God, we give the work report. Oh, Lord, you know, I'm thank you for help. You know, I visit this person. I counsel that person. I heal this person. I cast out two demons. And I raise one dead. And thank you so much. You're so good. You're so great. However, we see another horizon. You know, there are many territory frontier we need to reach. Can you tell me, you know, empower me, give me love to be Christ-like, la, 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 la. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And tomorrow again, pray the same thing. La, 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 la. What do you think of Jesus on the other side? Joseph, I want to know more about you. Not just work. That's why exactly Jesus told his disciple, right? From now on, I don't view you as a servant. I don't view you as just work, colleague. You're my friend. Think about that. I think one sermon cannot communicate all the thoughts, the truth. But think about how you desire to be God's friend. And just now, our wonderful brother, Micah, shared, right? A friend is what? Helpful, selfless, slow to anger, comfort, comforting. How many of you need a comfort right now? Please be honest. How many of you are ready to comfort other people now? Okay. So you can match each other. Okay, we can see example in the Bible about friendship with God. In the Old Testament, there was one called Abraham. Abraham had heart-to-heart talk to God, to Yahweh, to Jehovah. Let's read the scripture, Genesis chapter 18, verse 1 to 21. It's a long reading, but it's good. We can participate. So it's not just one person talk. Let's read together. How about it's verse 1 to 21. Okay, I modify that. All you need to read just until 21. But it's quite a reading because this is about story 4,000 years ago. Okay, so we need to go back a little bit. It's a long reading, but let's read it. It's a fun. Okay, let's read together. The Lord appeared to Abraham near the great tree of Mamre, while he was sitting at the entrance to his tent in the heat of the day. Abraham looked up and saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he hurried from the entrance of his tent to meet them and bow low to the ground. He said, "If I have found favor in your eyes." Let a little water and rest under his tree. Let me get you something to eat so you can be refreshed and then go on your way. Now that you have come to your servant. Very well, they answered, do as you say. So Abraham hurried into the tent to Sarah. Quick, he said, Get 3C of fine flour. Knead it. It's okay. Where's your wife, Sarah? They ask him. There in the tent, he said. Then the Lord said, I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son. Now Sarah was listening at the entrance to the tent, which was behind him. Abraham and Sarah were already old, well advanced in years, and Sarah was past the age of childbearing. After I'm worn out and my master's old, will I now have this pleasure? Then the Lord said to Abraham, so let's up. Sarah will have a son. The man got up to leave. They looked down to Sodom, and Abraham walked along with them to see them on their way. Then the Lord said, what I'm about to do? It's time for meditation. Abraham will surely become a great and powerful nation, and all nations on earth will be blessed through him. And the Lord said, okay, that's it. Well, we read a long scriptures, a story. It's just a story about Abraham's interaction with God. First of all, we see that Abraham recognized God right away and treat him with great hospitality. You know, they say in the middle days, it was very hot. The three people appear in front of his tent. He recognized him immediately. He went over and bowed down before him and invited him to his house, giving him the VIP treat. I just don't understand, why can Abraham recognize? Can you help me? Why Abraham can recognize that was God? Can you help me? Eric. Sorry, I called the wrong name. What the world, what do you think? Why Abraham can recognize that was God? If your mom called you today, well, you say, excuse me, may I know who is calling? Well, you? If your mom call you today, or your dad call you today, or your brother call you, you well? Yes. Yes, great, you're right. I think more than that is, that shows Abraham and God, they interact a lot. Amen? When God appeared, and the Bible say, actually, you read here, it say, when God appeared in front of his tent, God purposely to pass by him. Don't think about too serious up here. Just think about your friend. Your friend come, you say, oh man, I know who you are. No, you know that person. You say, hey, John. But this case is, that was God. So he went and bowed down, he treated the best. Hurry up. Dear brothers, this is very important. Sometimes we look at circumstance, we look at situation, we are so negative. We say, oh, God, you didn't answer my prayer. You didn't know God passed by you just now. He used a crisis. Hear what I say, dear brother and sister. We just say, oh, sometimes God answered your prayer. Not according to your desire. He passed by and he went forward. He interacted with him, right? And then God confirmed his promise. What was in Abraham's heart? He won't have a son. Amen? He was 99 years old. What's the desire in your heart right now? Each one of you, think about that desire. Your friend, God, knows that desire. Amen? All of you have something on your heart right now. You really care. You think about it. You say, if I have this, I'll be very happy. That was Abraham. He's concerned about that. It's very funny. You see the interaction there. Abraham went forward. Remember, Abraham was a very successful businessman. He had a name. He has a lot of property. He has a big staff. He's a big man in those lands. And he went forward and bowed down before this guy and treated him the VIP. And you read the scripture here. This man, God, he didn't say, oh, 不好意思啊, you don't have to do this. He said, do as you say. He is a man in authority. I will say this is God and have a two bodyguard, okay? Just like a VIP, just in modern version. He's a big shot, he come. The limousine is in front of Abraham's house, mansion, and two bodyguard come out. He said, oh, would you come and do this? Okay, you may do it, okay? And they start to eat. When they were eating, this guy say, by the way, where's your wife, Sarah? Oh, he's in the kitchen, he's in the back. He said, by this time, I tell you, by this time, tomorrow, I will come again. You will have a son. And his wife heard him. What a funny thing. Thank you. I will have a son. I'm 95 and he is 99. Or I'm 89 and he's 99 and we will have a son. Next year, you must be joking. Well, this VIP was very scary. He can hear whatever you think in your heart. He said, why are your wives laughing? Why Sarah's laughing? Is there anything so hard for God? The funny part is this. Sarah was so afraid and she lies. I didn't laugh. It's even more funny is God said, no, you surely laugh. So if God's your friend, you don't try to lie to him. He knows. Amen? God wants us to be honest with him, right? Sarah, maybe she'll say, oh, I laugh because I suffer. Then the Lord will give him a healing session. Think about in those days, in the ancient days, you know, for a woman, you know, she was the only wife, the first wife, no children. So disgraceful. All these years. Here comes a stranger say, I want a child next year. It's joking. I think Sarah has all the right to laugh. But God comfort him, confront him. Say, no, you will have a child. And then after that, the VIP was leaving. And Abraham didn't stop there. He asked him. He sold him off. He continued to walk with him. When he walked with God, it touched God's heart. And God started to reveal a secret to him. God said, how can I withdraw any secret from my friend Abraham? So he blessed him first. He blessed his descendant, including you and me. By faith, we are descendant of Abraham. Do you know that? Whether you're Caucasian, Asian, Chinese, Japanese, any ethnic group, by faith, believe in Jesus, we become children of Abraham as the descendant of the father of faith. Amen? So God told him, I will bless you. Your descendant become a big nation. Also, God revealed to him the contemporary secret. He's going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And after that, Abraham and God, they dialogue, right? God said, if there are 50 righteous, I won't destroy. How many of you have thought about Abraham each time he just come down five first? 45. Why Abraham didn't say, God, if there are 10 righteous, why you destroy? He just start from 50 and then to 45. Why? You're right. Because, but also he doesn't want to upset God, right? You ask for 50. No, we agree 50, then I negotiate to 10. So did you see that he say 50, 45, 40, 30, 20, and 10? I just want to ask you a question. Did God know how many righteous people in that whole region? Why he won't waste time? Because they are friends. Amen? They are friends. My time is almost up. How can we be friends with God, practically speaking? What's your input? Pastor Robert, how can we be friends with God? The first point, how can we be a friend? How can two people become a friend?
You have to trust your friend.
How can you trust him if you're not a friend yet? A lot of people have problems in trusting God. I think the number one to be a friend, you need to spend time together. Amen? How can you spend time with God? You need to intentionally reserve time. Amen? Particularly nowadays, even for husband and wife, need to use text to make appointment, then you need to make appointment with God. Actually, God has a lot of time, but you don't. You're a big shot. I think you need to intentionally make time. Also, when you spend time with God, you're not just sit there, I just wait upon the Lord, and so think about, a lot of people say, Pastor Joseph, when I wait upon the Lord, I don't know why. There are so many weird thinking. All the negative come out. You are not waiting upon the Lord. You're just waiting. Nothing to do with the Lord. If we want to be friend with God, we want to communicate with him, we need some vessel. We need some objective thing. That's the Word of God. Amen? You need to read on the Word of God, and you meditate on the Word of God. My suggestion like this. Number one, you need to slow down in your life. Tell your friend next to you, slow down. Some people need to speed up. Some people are very slow all this time, need to speed up. But most of people probably slow down. Number two is you need to be time alone. They call solitude. You need a time alone. Number two, when you are in your time alone, you listen to your heart. You listen to yourself. Amen? You're going to hear a lot of words there. Oh, I'm getting old. I need money. I need sleep. Some people say, I need to lose weight. Some people say, I need to gain weight. There's all kind of statement. And after that, you write out the major ones that continue to repeat. Then you start to spend time with the Lord. You listen to him. Amen? And that time you start to be friend with him. Also, to be a friend, you need to spend time. Secondly, you probably all know this, you need to have good communication. A lot of people with God, they don't communicate with God. They just report to God all the time. After they report, they left right away. You need to give God time to let him speak to you. Amen? You're not doing Bible study. You're reading the Word and let the Holy Spirit speak to you. Next Sunday, I'm going to teach on how to be a spiritual person. You cannot just use your mind all the time, analyze everything, but you never heard of from him. You continue to do your own things. Good communication. You need to listen. You not just tell him. You listen to him. And a lot of people say, I cannot hear him. I hear all kinds of voices. How do I know this and that? If you say that, more likely you didn't hear from him. How can you talk to your father and say, I don't hear from you? Either you need a hearing aid, or he didn't speak well, or the phone has problem, right? I don't think God has any problem to communicate to you. He can speak in Cantonese, Taiwanese, whatever language you want to hear. More likely, we have a difficulty on our side Thirdly, you can share what's on your heart. Can you be angry at God? Sure, you can tell him. I'm very disappointed with you, okay? I prayed for this for 3 years. Guess what kind of result I got? That's a common response for people. Don't want to follow God any longer. I'm mad at you. Bye-bye, check out. 不跟你玩了. Bye-bye, I'm going to worship 关公. That's a Chinese deity or whatever, right? I'm going to be a Muslim. Also loving God by honoring his command. It's funny, when Jesus tried to upgrade his relation with disciples, he said, you are my friend if you do what I command. Well, that's very unique. Usually, with our friend, we don't do their command. But this is a special friend. Amen? He said, if you do my command, you'll be my friend. And another place, Jesus said, if you love me, you will do my command. That's very important. Because that will lead you to the right place. May the Lord help us. And Jesus, when he tried to upgrade his relationship with his disciples, the first statement he said in 1 John chapter 15, verse 13, he said, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for his friends. He told his disciples before him. And later on, he laid down his life. I tell you, dear brother and sister, when we really have a friend, it's someone who comforts, right? Someone selfless, and someone slow to anger, as Micah defined. It's someone who willing to yield his way. If you want to be friend with someone, you constantly insist your way, there will be no friendship there. Amen? Agree? Let's learn to yield our way to the Lord. Because this Holy Communion reminds us he yields all his way. That's why we can be here. And that he is the way. Amen. I invite you who has received Jesus as Savior and the Lord, have been baptized, clearly baptized, to come forward to take this bread and cup to remember your friend. Jesus, to remember the Lord, he wants to be your friend. We need to respond, amen, by spending time. You need to intentionally, this coming week, spend time with him to read his word and talk to him. Are all the younger generation here already? Can we line up from the back to take bread and cup? When you're back to your seat, please stand up there. You'll spend some time talk to your friend Jesus, and thank him for his friendship. He laid down his life. This is not a religious time. This is a relational time. have a quiet time before the Lord. Maybe 1 minute. You think of Jesus, what He had done for you. And how are you? How do you desire to be His friend in the practical way? Let the Spirit speak to you and thank Him for what He has done. Jesus, we thank You for this precious time. You can slow down a little bit, be quiet before You. Lord, we thank You for what You have done for us. You chose to be our friend. You invite us to be Your friend. As we take this bread and cup, You remind us what You have done for us. Through Your redemptive work, we can reconcile with You and with one another, with others. We can be forgiven and forgive others. What a great friend You are. And we thank You. We bless You. Lord, we have a desire to be Your friend. May Your Spirit help us to remove the hindrances. Prioritize. Help us no more just have working relationship, asking relationship, or whatever relationship with You that's not right. Help us to be Your friend, even from this moment out, as we take this bread and cup. Help us, Holy Spirit, speak to us, even now. Help us to slow down, to calm down, to focus on You. This prayer referred to Jesus' body being broken for each one of us. Through His brokenness, we can be healed or become whole. Let's take this prayer with thankful heart. Refer to the blood of Jesus Christ being shed for each one of us. Through His blood, our sin can be forgiven. We can be sanctified. Let's take this cup with thankfulness. Lord, we thank You. You are good. Your love endures forever. We thank You. You are our friend. Help us to be Your friend. Indeed. In Jesus' name. Here, and God bless you.